the blues. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data. Shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes
the money. You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz, and we have real sports. It has been so long that we have been having to talk about soccer and having to talk about horse racing, and that's because it was the only thing on the board. We're going to really do a big focus over the next couple weeks as these games in the MLB start and as the NBA and the NHL get kicked off. We're going to do a big focus on sports betting lessons. Remember, our goal is always has and always will be to come home with more money than we start the day with if we're going out sports betting. And it really is that simple. If you keep winning, you keep playing, and no one will give you any grief. You get grief for losing. You don't get grief for betting. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to a couple of the guys from the public today. Get a good feel. These are guys that have been betting for a long time and they know their sports. We're going to talk to Mo from the Mo Radio Show. We're going to talk to Jonathan from San Antonio. We're going to talk about how the spring training games worked out, this 60-game season. What are some of the pitfalls of betting baseball? Some of the things you could do. We're going to talk about bankroll, even though bankroll, in the sense that most people use it, is really an ignorant term. But let's start with Mo. So, Mo, how are you handling the pandemic?
I am handling Xanax and antidepressants and tons of alcohol.
I do know for a fact. No, here's how it works with me. I know for a fact that what we buy, the size that we buy of the vodka, and what day of the week we buy it, exactly how much we're drinking, and we're drinking more than we normally would. There's no doubt about it, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I have never been so excited about exhibition baseball in my life that I've been watching this week. So I know that I got issues. I got big-time issues.
You're not alone, though. You're not alone. I mean, we've been talking. Paulo was wonderful with the soccer picks, and I was betting soccer and getting me through, and then some horse racing was getting me through. But, you know, the soccer is international soccer, so it's over by 2 or 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday or Sunday. And I love my wife, Mo, but we're together for 4 or 5 months now without a break. I need something to watch, so I will be watching baseball this weekend. Now, I may not bet baseball this weekend, but what I wanted to ask some of the guys is this. All right, sooner or later, I will be betting baseball. I'm looking maybe at the top 2-3 things that you think that, A, normally we would be looking at, but this could be a different situation. Like you mentioned when we were talking earlier, the schedule and then how many days off and the rotations and things like that. You could look at it a lot of different ways. I'm looking at it as, wow, with only 60 days, there's going to be teams that are going to be in it a lot longer than they normally would be. And those are opportunities to maybe catch some dogs and catch some pitchers that are tired. And there's all kinds of things. So let's find out from Mo from the Mo Radio Show. What are your top 2 or 3 things you're going to look for betting baseball?
Well, you know, normally coming out of spring training, we'll see guys who have a great spring and come out in the slump. But right now, one of the things I'm focusing on are guys who are seeing the ball well because they've only played a couple of exhibition games and we're going right into the season. And so guys that are seeing the ball well and hitting the ball well, now I think I can count on going into these first couple of games where after a long spring, if a guy's murdering the ball, then he comes, you know, they play their first series or their first month and he's playing terrible. It's, you know, like, you're like, oh, all right. right? But right now, guys who are seeing the ball really well and hitting the ball well, I think that will carry over because it's only been a couple of exhibition games. And right now, from the get-go, you know, normally this time of year, we would see guys who are hard throwers maybe start to tire out some or have spent some time on the DL. So guys who are hard throwers right now who maybe normally slack this time of year usually are guys that I think that I can count on early on because these hard throwers, you know, they've been keeping in shape, but, you know, they haven't put the work in on their arm that they normally have this time of year. So guys who are super hard throwers, I think, are a really big chance to make some money.
Well, let me ask you this. What's spring training normally? It's like almost 6 weeks, isn't it?
For pitchers, normally 2 months, depending on when the teams report. But, yeah, usually by the 1st of April. So 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the team.
And they, and really, at the end, some of those guys aren't even playing. Split squads
or, right, or they're but they're playing sometimes twice a day. It's just, you know, you'll see a lot of guys who have great springs, and all of a sudden they get to the big league ballpark or they get on the road, they get where it's cold, you know, and guys go into slumps. A lot of the, you'll see a lot of teams that are northern teams early on where it's cold, where they were playing, you know, in Arizona or Florida, and they get up where it's cold, and these guys, you know, slump at the beginning of the year. So right now, you know, there's none of that normal stuff that we have to worry about. Guys playing in the cold, or guys, you know, have played now games for 5 weeks. And I think that right now you're going to see guys, you know, I saw Wilson Contreras, the catcher for the Cubs last night, you know, jack two major home runs. And now that they've only played a couple of games, I think it's going to carry over as well as he's seeing the ball into the this weekend. So, you know, normally it'd be hard to say, oh, this guy's had a great spring and, you know, think big of him going into the first week. But right now, I think that's something we can count on.
And the other aspect is how many games in April you see snowed out, Colorado, Cleveland, Chicago. I mean,
right.
They show pictures and the field's covered in white. So with 60 games, how many starts am I going to get out of my number one and two guy?
Well, I think as we get closer and teams are in it and fighting for it, I think you're going to see the rotations kind of maybe slink down to four. As they would, you know, as you get to playoff time. So we could see the number one guy get more starts as it gets to the end of the season. Or you might see teams come out of the gate right now with their top three or four guys going like it was a playoff series because there are so few games. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be interesting to see what the managers do, especially for teams that are supposed to contend as opposed to teams that we thought back in, you know, March or April before this whole thing happened that we thought were just going to be lower level teams. This lower, you know, you get in a hot streak and a lower level team could wind up playing in the World Series. So it's going to be interesting to see how these managers decide how they handle their number one pitchers because they don't have all the innings on their arm, because they don't you know, have all the starts they normally have. Will they shorten the rotations to try to get a big jump on the rest of the field early?
Well, if you look at it, 60 divided by 4 is 15. Well, that's how many starts you're going to have by the All-Star break normally, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. So, you know, and some teams may want to save the arms as long as they can. They go with a 5-man rotation. But I think you'll see some teams who want to try to get that early jump and have their 4 best guys going out there early and trying to, you know, spread some distance out with the rest of the field. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But now you want to, because guys haven't been playing this long and there was a long way off where teams weren't together, will that bring on a rash of injuries? That's the other thing you're going to want to watch out for is, you know, your number one, number two starter going out with an early injury because of the lack of throwing. You know, you can only throw a simulated game so many times, and then you're like, all right, this is enough. So it'll be interesting to see, injury-wise, how this long layoff has affected these top-of-the-line pitchers, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the other aspect, of course, is when you're talking about a 60-game season, well, it's July 23 to August 23 to September 23, they're going to play in the hottest part of the year, and, of course, the most important games, it'll be cold again.
Right. But, you know, it's kind of the point, though, where I think, you know, sooner or later, we're going to end in the World Series right around Christmas time. So they keep making it longer and longer. And if they decide to extend it with more playoff teams, who knows when this thing will end. But, you know, it's going to be exciting because, you know, the baseball season at times gets very monotonous. But this is going to be a really fun season to watch, something like we've never seen, obviously. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun because as of right now, we've never been able to say that every team in baseball is in it at July 23. So this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt about it. And I would imagine, Mo, it doesn't matter what the final outcome is at the end of the year. If you win it all, you're going to wear that ring proud.
Yeah, I mean, it would be unfair to try to attach an asterisk at this point because of a global pandemic. I mean, I understand the attach an asterisk if you want to Barry Bonds or Mark McGuire or whatever you want to do, however you feel about that. But to do it here after only playing 60 games, I find it ridiculous. Now, I could see if a team who spent $200+ million on the payroll doesn't win and they throw a fit at the end of the year. I mean, I can see that happening, but there's no reason for fans to want to attach an asterisk for a team that wins the World Series this year.
No, you take $200 million divided by 60. It's an awful lot of money per game, man.
Oh, it sure is. And I would love to see a team with a small payroll come in and win this thing. That'd be hilarious.
No doubt. All right, Mo, as always, we appreciate your valuable insight, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks again, Mo. As always, we really appreciate Mo's input, mostly because his sports intelligence level, his SIL, I don't know if that's a term, but we're going to make it. His sports intelligence level is very, very high. And you know what? It's mostly because he's doing it from the heart. He does it on the radio. He does it online. He knows his stuff. And we always appreciate his input. When we come back from break, we're going to talk to Jonathan from San Antonio, who's been giving us winners for years and years and years. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap. Which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We spoke a little earlier with Mo from the Mo Radio Show, and basically he told us exactly the things that you're thinking about in a 60-day season. Man, there's a lot of things that change. Rotations change. A guy that was hot in spring training, well, it was only a week-long spring training, basically, so he's still hot. But we've also talked this week to Jonathan from San Antonio. He's been a long-time guest of the show, gave us a lot of winners. Let's go out and see. Hey, Jonathan, how are you handling the pandemic?
I will say it was a tough few months here. I'm, we've talked for years here. I'm an everyday better. I like to bet, you know, game here, game there. But with 4 months of no betting, I was basically betting soccer from a guy that I knew that was pretty good at soccer and just kind of waiting it out. 60 games isn't the season I wanted. But I'll take any baseball at this point over no baseball. We got basketball the 30th, right? So, I mean, sports are coming back, and I couldn't be happier. I'll just say that.
No, you're one of those guys who actually not only bets, but you have some places where you put your action online and people can get your plays.
Yeah, I mean, currently right now, I'm not. I'm actually not on any side. I was trying to get on Vegas Insider. They kind of went under new management, and so I wasn't able to get on this year. But the goal is to get on one of those sites by the end of the season. I've been tracking my plays, pickmonitor.com. I've actually changed it. I want to go by my real name. I figure instead of a pseudonym, just go by my real name and trying to start fresh and track my plays. And you know me, I love my small school basketball, my small school football. And of course, baseball is one of my best sports. So, excited for that to start up today. I got my plays in and I'm excited, man.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So you're one of those states, listeners in one of those states. Now we're working with Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. And so they're in Ohio, and there's a lot of those Midwest states that are going to have guys that are you know, maybe 20, 25 years old in that range. They're betting for the really first time. They could actually bet legally, maybe on their phones. A lot of them have mobile. If not, it's easier to get to one of the casinos they have. But they're betting baseball normally, and this is not normal, but we're going to treat it like it's normal. Give me maybe the top two or three things that you're going to say, hey, if I could give you any advice at all for betting baseball, it would be...
I think for me, I will be honest, I've been betting for... I'm 32. I've been betting in some type of way, legally or illegally, when I was younger, but for about 16, 17 years. And the one thing I will say is I was not profitable until about 3 years ago, where I kind of, I mean, I lost a lot of money before I started making money. One of my big things to avoid is every night you're going to have those Clayton Kershaw's on the mound versus whoever, and he's going to be minus 290, minus 1.5, minus 180. And my advice is to stay away from huge juice in baseball. In baseball, and I'll give an example, last year I profited 13 units, okay, just under 13 units, including season. That's not a bad season. $1,300 if you want to bet $100 a game. You know, that's a good season. I would have finished top 10 on Vegas Insider based on their stats. And I had a losing record. I actually had a losing record in baseball last year. I went 48%, but I profited 13 units. For me, it's about finding value. It's about finding value in dogs and understand that Max Scherzer's on the mound, but who's going to back him up when he's out of the game in the sixth, seventh inning? Or if he gets on the mound and he doesn't have his best stuff, and he's out of the game in the fourth or fifth inning. Stay away from huge favors.
You're absolutely right, because if you look at the math, Jonathan, when you're at minus 300 like that, you have to win 75% of the games to break even. To break even.
Yeah, to break
and
even.
Then you, I always have done what I've always done, because, you know, you've given us, this is not the first time we've talked baseball. This is only the first time this year we've talked baseball. We've talked baseball for 3-4 years, you and I, and what I've noticed is you've always been great at giving out those plus 300s. And whether it's you got a feel for the pitcher, the spot, you know, what time of the week it is, what day of the week, where they're playing, whatever the case may be, you don't need to have a winning percentage above 50% when you get plus 300.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm not on this game yet. I'm still finalizing some details, but I know this podcast won't be up till tomorrow or so, but I know tonight, you look at, there's two games, and I'm getting Max Scherzer at an underdog price at home. I don't know who I'm going to be on. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be on the Nationals. But then you look at the later game, and you're telling me that Johnny Cueto is at plus 270 versus Clayton Kershaw. You got to think, this is the one thing. I'm an Orioles fan, right? And in a 60-game season, there's one thing that can happen, anything, all right? And you're telling me that after months of no baseball, months of camp being suspended, that Clayton Kershaw is minus 300 better over Johnny Cueto, that to me is a big number. I would never lay 300 to 100 on that type of price. And I'm going to kick it back to, if you look at last year, Chaz, the Nationals were the World Series champions, correct?
Yep.
In a 60-game season, they don't make the playoffs.
Oh, remember, they were like 18 and 40 or
32
something.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
They were last place in their division. They were nowhere near the playoffs. People were like, Bryce Harper really was important, right? And that was everybody's thing. And then you realize it's a marathon of a season. This year is a little different. It's a sprint. And what team is going to be best? It's almost like playoff baseball every game. You can't go on 8 games.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. What you just said is absolutely true. Because what do you hear with baseball? You hear, hey, there's only 2 months left in the season, right?
Yeah.
There's only 2 months left in the season when it starts.
Exactly. So I think you got to be careful with pitchers that may struggle in prime time situations or in pressure situations. And I know firsthand, Clayton Kershaw is not a playoff pitcher. Never has been. So you're going to get that because of his name. They're at home. They're the Dodgers. They're the World Series favorites. But, I mean, look, I know this. My Orioles have a chance here to make the playoffs in a 60-game season, because what they will do, what usually happens, is they fade off big time at the second half of the season. Bad teams will do that. There's not a chance this year. You have to start from the gate. Your best pitcher is not going to be able to rest because they're not feeling too good. You have to throw your best pitchers out. You got to throw your, you know, batters aren't going to be taking rest days like they have been in the past, because you have to play. There's no room for error. So I think looking at dogs, definitely look at some dogs. I would stay away from minus 1.5. I mean, how many times do you see one run baseball game? You know what I mean? Especially if you have a baseball game go to extra innings. then what? You need a home run. You need a two-run home run to cover the 1.5. You know,
there is nothing worse than a game you got the money of the run line going in the extra inning. Because if you got, especially if you got the home team. Got the visitor, it's not too bad if you got the visitor. But if you got the home team, you're just so. And then all you need, you're waiting for walks. You're hoping for a walk in the bottom of the inning. Need a walk. Walk this guy.
Yeah.
One last thing is, how much of your volume of activity in your bets involves live action?
So, and my personal volume, I do get some good live action. And honestly, it's different for me because what happens is if I'm betting the underdog and they go down early, they're an underdog for a reason. I may not jump on, but what could happen, and this doesn't make a lot of betting sense, I guess, is if I have an underdog plus 180, plus 200, and they take a 2-3 run lead in the first two innings, they will probably be about an even. I'm still getting even. My team's already up 3-0. I might put a little money on that because I'm already up 3-0, and now I lost the plus 300, which I already have money on, but they're probably about an even. And I'll put a little bit more money because I'm thinking I called this game right. Now I'm getting even money on a team up 3 runs. I mean, it's great because if you take a favorite and they're up 3 runs, what are they going to go up to now? They're probably going to go up to minus 700. They're up 3 runs in the first, and they were already a favorite going in the game, you know? So I just feel like, I mean, live action's hard for me to get people like to follow because you got to pull the trigger.
That is actually part of our sportsbettinglessons.com program is we have a live text thing that we do. So what will happen is I'll be at dinner with my wife and I'll see a text from Blackhawk West and they'll say whatever. And a lot of times I didn't even know the teams are playing because I've already got my stuff and I'm done and I'm just kind of checking out my own stuff. And it's an opportunity. And that's all live action is opportunities. Because again, if you like a team at plus 300, why would you not like them at plus 100?
Exactly. And that's the thing too. I mean, I know a buddy that will take a favorite. Like, I mean, you got to think if you take, or some people will wait. Some people will actually wait. And what you do is you can take like the Patriots. They're minus 7. Let's just say they go down 7-0. After the first quarter, they're down 7-0. Well, if you like them at minus 7, you kind of want us to wait. They're down 7. Wouldn't be a bad opportunity to be like, okay, well, now they're minus 3. Or now they're even. They're a pick'em. And you still think they can win the game. And so you just got 7 points of value. That's an opportunity. I would see that as an opportunity. Hey, Patriots playing. I mean, it's different this year because Tom Brady's somewhere else. But Tom Brady, Patriots playing, you know, the Redskins. And they're down 7. I'm going to definitely take, you know, the Patriots. It's just opportunities, values, and they happen so quick. And a lot of books, if you're not in a state that allows it and you're doing offshore booking, you have a very limited opportunity because it goes away so quick.
Well, you do. You have now baseball. I will say one thing. Baseball has natural breaks that no other sport has. Football, if they score football, you get a break, you know, because they'll do a timeout. They'll do the kickoff to do another timeout.
It used to be like every time there was a score, there was a break. Now you'll see they'll score. They don't go to commercial. They'll stick there, do the kickoff, then go to commercial.
I had a buddy here who doesn't bet. It must have been Thanksgiving. And I ran upstairs and I started at 3.5. And by the time I got to bet it was 1.5. Because at 3.5, it didn't go down. Like you said, they changed the line and went off the board. At 3, I didn't go down. And it kept spinning, but it never was sealed. Before I let you go, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to go back to what you had said about avoiding big favorites. One of the things that's been successful for me betting baseball is exactly that. I look around and I see all these minus 270 to 370 pitchers, and I look at their average winning percentage, and they're winning 500% of their games, but at minus 300, they got to win 80% of their games to break even. Well, breaking even ain't bad. Don't get me wrong. What I'll do is I'll do exactly what you said. I'll avoid them, but I'll wait, and I'll hope that they'll get down early. Kershaw gets a little choppy in the first inning or two, gives up a couple runs, and then he settles in. Then the bats come back. and you get him at -130, down two to nothing.
And you've increased their value by 200 points, you know?
Yep.
And that's perfect. That's what you need to do. And then in baseball, I think baseball is a lot like soccer with the way they price teams, besides the fact that you can tie in soccer, but the way they price them, you see that in soccer, -300, +200, yep. The numbers get huge. And so you just got to find the best value for your buck. And I'm always be very wary of any, parlays. We all do them, but remember in parlays, you got to shoot 100%. So,
yep. I've always said this. Parlays are, for me, reverse insurance. And insurance is the stuff you have in case something goes bad. Parlays are your reverse insurance in case something goes good. If I have a team in a parlay, I tell my son this all the time, then I had them straight. But the big parlay is all I do. It's just for those few days every year that you sweep the board. Because as you know, if you hit five in a row, it's nice. But if you had a little bitty five-teamer, you doubled your money.
Yeah, and that's I always get nervous with parlays because with me, I do a lot of dogs, okay? So it's hard for me to do a four-teamer with four dogs because the chances of that. Now, if four dogs win, I didn't double my money. I'd probably
quit. Oh, it's 60-1, exactly.
You know what I mean? But it's tough to do when, because you know me. You see how I bet, because I'll bet +200, +180, +220. And I'll, you know, and then I'll do +150. I go 2-2, but I made 2.5 units.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and that's how I do it in baseball, 48% last year, and I hit 13 units positive. And if I can hit 13 units a season, a sport, I am a profitable sports bettor.
That's all you want to be.
That's awesome.
That's all you want to be. So, yeah, as we go forward with the NBA and the MLB and then NHL, we're going to be on the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. So what we'll do is we'll keep putting your stuff out there because, again, you don't have to prove anything to the listeners of Sports Betting Weekly because they've heard you give out nothing but winners for a year. So thanks again, buddy.
And you know what? That's exactly what Jonathan does. He had more losers than winners last baseball season, but he came out on the top end. And that really is pitchers make betting on Major League Baseball different than anything. You don't have a different line each night when a goalie changes, and occasionally a goalie will change. A center changes on a basketball. It might go up or down a point, but the lines go from like -130 to -370, and that just makes it so, so difficult to come out a winner. So when you follow us on social media, you'll get Mo's social media. You'll get Jonathan's social media. Follow them. Going to learn a lot of stuff. We're going to win a lot of money in the next 60 days. That's my goal. I'm trying to win money every single day. A little bit here, a little bit there. It'll add up. You can catch us on the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. Our last show was always at SportsBettingWeeklyLive.com. If you have not joined SportsBettingLessons.com, just go to the website. Watch the video. Type in your name and email. I'm Second Half Chaz. You were listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Always be cashing.